Om Shanti. 16th July 2019, Tuesday. Today's slogan: to say mine, mera, means to make a small thing big, and to say yours, tera, means to make a mountain into cotton wool. So today's slogan is, to say mine means to make small thing into big thing, and to say yours means to make a mountain into cotton wool. When the center of the focus is mine, when the center of the existence is mine, anything that interferes with mine causes disturbance. Anything that touches this mine causes disturbance. Anything that comes and tries to move mine is disturbance. So there is a I, and there is my, and there is mine. All these things are associated with ownership. All these things are associated with possessive nature. All these things are associated with extremely defensive attitude. All these things have got some amount of selfishness. So when the selfish interests are compromised, the I is hurt, the mine is hurt, and the my is hurt. So when the I, mine, and mine are in the stage of upheaval, we tend to make small things into big things. When I, mine, and my are hurt, they cause a great disturbance. If somebody says something to I or mine, I get disturbed, and out of disturbance will come great upheaval, where small things would become a big thing. When somebody insults, when somebody doesn't pay attention to me, when somebody doesn't respect me, when false charges are leveled against me, when somebody accuses me, when somebody mistrusts me, when I am deceived, when people don't cooperate, when people ridicule me, when people oppose and criticize me, the I is hurt. The mine is disturbed. So when I, mine, and me, and my are compromised, it's a stage of emotional tsunami. There is mental earthquakes. There is a great whirlwind in the world of feelings. There are intellectual storms. There is a rain of hurts. That's why what we do in such cases, the smallest thing convert into a big thing. If somebody does something against me and I get to know about it, I get disturbed. If somebody does something against me, if there is a plot against me, I get disturbed. And what I do? If somebody comes and does something to me and that severely hurts the inner I, the inner mind, the inner me or my, what happens? We tend to retaliate. We want to take revenge. We avenge it. And that's why when there is a conspiracy in the mind, the small thing becomes big things. So to say mine means ownership. To say mine means selfishness. To say mine means I become defensive. To say mine means I am overprotective. To say mine means I cannot tolerate. There is a loss of tolerance. There is a growing sense of intolerance. Suppose this pen is mine. I say this is mine. And if somebody takes it, I will not like. If somebody takes it without permission, I do not like. If it is stolen, I get disturbed. So if somebody borrows it and doesn't return, I become anxious. So when this thing is lost, when thing is not there, I am disturbed. And when I get disturbed, I make every small thing into big scene. The small scene is converted into big scene. The small drama is converted into big drama. The small battle is converted into a big war. And the relationships are disturbed. If somebody doesn't respect me and I try to go against him, then there's a great mental upheaval. Because then I would try to write a letter against that person. Then I would try to resort to complaints against that person because he did not respect me, because he insulted me, because he is not good to me, because he did not behave properly with me, because his demeanor, his very nature, I feel is not good. So whenever I say mine, it's a stage of intolerance. So Baba says, when you say mine, small things become big things. And what happens when you say yours? Everything is Baba's, everything is God's, nothing is mine. Everything is yours, Tera. What happens when you say yours? Yours means I am not the owner. Yours means I am just a trustee. Yours means I am not at a loss, even if things are lost. If this pen has been given to me by somebody and he told me that you have to keep it for some time, it's not mine. I am just taking care of it. And somebody takes it, I know that that person might return it back again. So I am not that much worried, anxious. So what happens when we say yours? Baba says, when you say yours, it means that mountain turns into a cotton wool. The situation which was mammoth, the situation which was gigantic, turns into a very small thing. Because then, you don't feel that insult, you don't feel that mistrust, you don't feel that intolerance. The moment I say yours means he will look after it. When I say yours means its things are not mine. I am not the owner, I am just the caretaker. The ultimate owner, the master, is somebody else, and it is his job, his responsibility to take care of it. So it's not mine, I am just a caretaker. So to say yours means one becomes free from worries. To say yours means there is no sense of fear. Because in mine there is always a fear. The moment the mine is removed, fear is gone. So, to say mine is a source of fear. To say yours means to become fearless. For example, there was a man and suddenly he found that his house is on fire. So he got disturbed and he was crying loudly. There were flames everywhere and his house was burning in front of his eyes and he couldn't do anything. Though there was no person in that house, but all his things, all the valuable things were there in that house, and he was blubbering, he was crying and crying and crying uncontrollably. Suddenly his first son comes and tells him, "Why are you crying, father?" And the father says, "Don't you see our house is burning?" But the son says, "Father, you need not to worry. Yesterday only we had sold off this house. So this house is no more ours. We have already sold it." And the father stops crying. The house is still burning, but the father has stopped crying. Till now he was crying because the house was burning. Why? House was burning. So it was a great loss of property. So he stops crying. Then the second son comes. He says, "Father, what happens? Look, our house is burning." The father says, "Don't you know that your younger brother has already sold off the house?" The second son says, "Yes, we have sold off the house, but we have not received the payment. It is just an agreement." The father says, "What? We have not received the payment. Now who is going to purchase it? It was just an agreement." Again he starts crying. The house is burning and he's crying. Before the house was burning and he was crying. In between also house was burning but he was not crying. Now the house is burning and again he's crying. Now the third son comes. And he says, "Father, why are you crying?" Father says, "Our house is burning though we had sold it. But the person whom we sold, it was just an agreement and he has not paid us. And now who is going to purchase this burnt up house?" The third son says, "Father, don't worry. That man is a man of word. He has given us a word. Even though he has not paid, but he will definitely pay. And no matter whether the house is okay or burnt, he is going to purchase it." And the father stops crying again. So there are three stages. The first time he was crying. Then he stopped crying. Then he again started crying. Then again he stopped crying. In all the four cases, the house was burning. Now what is the difference? First, it was mine. That's why he was crying. Second, it was not mine because somebody else has taken it. Third, again he was crying because now that person might not take. Again it has come back to me. So I am crying. So crying has nothing to do with house. Crying has to do with mine. Crying has to do with the sense of mine. Crying has to do with that sense of I. So when I is touched, when I is disturbed, the whole world gets rattled. The whole world gets disturbed. So the play is of I. The play is of mine and the play is of yours. So when I say everything is Baba's, what happens? He will take care of it. When I say everything is yours means he is responsible. When I say everything is his means I don't have fear. When I say everything is his, I lack ownership. When I say everything is his, that possessive attitude goes away. When I say everything is his, I become carefree. When I say everything is his, I can sleep nicely because he will take care of it. I need not to worry. So when such a thing happens, Baba says, there is a mountain that converts into a cotton wool. When you say yours, what happens? The mountain converts into cotton wool. What is mountain? Mountains mean something very big. Mountains mean something very difficult. Something very, very strong. Something which is adverse. Something which is incongenial. Something which is not to my nature. Something which is opposing. Something which is criticizing. something which is very, very disturbing, pestering. So when I say yours, everything is transferred. And this converts into a cotton wool means a very small thing. I don't have to worry. Though the situation is so big, but I don't. It doesn't have any effect upon me. So that's what is the magic of yours. So one should have this habit of saying that everything is Baba's. It includes everything. For example, what all things are Baba's? Arvind bhai, what is Baba's? First of all, this body is his. It has been given to me for the sake of service and for the sake of tapasya. So this body is his. I have to look after it. But that doesn't mean that I have to pamper it. That doesn't mean that I have to overfeed it. That doesn't mean that I have to become overprotective of it. That also doesn't mean that I neglect it. So there is a sense of balance for body. Because it has been given by him, it is his. Saint Francis of Assisi, when he was dying, he made a prayer to his own body, because his life was a life of tapasya, his life was a life of penance. Throughout the life, he kept many fasts. And when he was dying, he made a prayer. In the prayer he said, "Oh my body, I'm very much sorry. I made you suffer throughout my life, but now towards the fag end of this life, I am very sorry. It's in you that I realize the Lord. In you that I worship the Lord. It is in you, because of you, that I could do all the good deeds in my life. That's why, oh body, I am really sorrow." So he asked for pardon to his own body towards his end. So be thankful that we have got healthy body. Be thankful that God has given this healthy body. Be thankful that we can do all those purushad efforts. That is possible. So thankful for the body. This body is Baba's. Then?
Mind.
This beautiful mind that thinks of beautiful thoughts. This beautiful mind that has got beautiful feelings and beautiful emotions. This is also Baba's. Intellect. This intellect which is filled with so many specialities. This intellect which is so sharp. This intellect which has got such a strong retaining power. This intellect, this is divine intellect. Few days back, there was a question and the answer to the question was Ishwariya Buddhi. The divine intellect. What was the question? What was the question? Who gets the inheritance? Who gets the inheritance from the Father? Those who have got the Ishwariya Buddhi. People have got worldly intellect. People are intelligent in the world. They have super memories. They are the people who invent so many things. They are scientific people in the world. But in spite of all those things, do they have divine intellect? No. Divine intellect is something, someone who has recognized the God, who has come in a very ordinary form. When God comes in the ordinary forms, avajananti mam mula. O Arjuna, fools deride me, fools laugh at me when I come in the ordinary form. So when he comes in the ordinary form, Manushi Tama Ashrita, when he takes the body of an ordinary human beings, those souls who have recognized him, those souls who have known him, they are having divine intellect. So be thankful that we have got divine intellect. And this intellect is his. So when I say that this intellect is his, so this intellect will be useful for his service. Then what else?
Resolves,
decisions. All his decisions are his, nothing is mine. I don't decide on my own. He makes me decide. He makes me take the decision. It is his Srimat I walk upon. So he decides for me. I don't do anything. We move. We live, we move and have our being in him. Bible says, Everything about us is upon Him. It's with Him that we live. It's with Him that we move. It's with Him that we are going everywhere. So, all our decisions are His. Then? Sadhan, facilities. All this resources that is we have, that is His. The place, this Madhuban. Everything is His. Everything is the last. First. So whatever places we have, this is Baba's place. He has kept us here. So, this place is His. What else? Relationships. This Brahmin family is His. This Yajna is His. This is His Yajna. This is His family. These relationships, all relationship with Him, that's different. But His everything. Then, what else? Whatever attainments we have, they have come from Him. They are not of my own doing. It's because of His power, His force, that I have become so rich. So all the treasures I have are His. All the fortune I have is His. All the attainments I have is His. All the blessings I got are His. All the virtues I have are His. All the service that I do, that is His service. I'm not doing anything on my own accord. So it is coming from Him. All the knowledge that I have has flown from Him. All the time. Time. Okay. Time. One need to think more about it. How to correlate time is His. Okay. Then energy. All the powers, all the virtues, all the treasures, all the celestial degrees. Everything is His. Without Him, we are nothing. When He is there, everything is there. When He moves out of our lives, we fall down. So, He is the support, the bulwark. So make Him your everything. So when everything is mine, things become big. When everything is yours, things become small. So make everything His, so that we don't get disturbed by small things. To say mine, to have that sense of everything is His. You know, there are people who are in Gyan, they say, this is Baba's home, this is Baba's car, this is Baba's land, and this is Baba's room, and this is Baba's well, and this is Baba's bike. They attach everything, Baba, Baba, Baba. Everything is His. Nothing is mine. We are just looking after it. So to say mine means to make small things big. So when I say mine, I become overprotective. There's a disturbance. And when I say yours, I don't have to worry. It is His. He will worry. For example, in Ramayana, when that Angad, he comes back after having performed some heroic activities in the court of Ravana. He is asked, you kept your foot like that, and you said that if anybody would move this foot, Sita is, I will return back the Sita. But he said, you did this, but if by chance, if somebody would have moved your foot, then what? He said, why should I worry? Sita is not mine, Sita is Ram's. So he will think about it. I need not to think of it. What will happen? So it was His task. Onus was upon Ram. Because I took His name. And I said that whosoever moves the foot, Sita would be given back. Sita would be yours permanently. So there was a shift of responsibility. But that doesn't mean that we become irresponsible. We should stop taking care of things. So say yours all the time. Everything is His. So cotton, so mountain would become cotton wool. The Himalayan circumstances would become small hillock. ఆం శాంతి.